amazing costumes, and the Cape Town Carnival, of course, heads to the Greenpoint Fan Walk, and it grows year in, year out, and it's not just about a whole lot of people having a jawl and having firemen take their tops off. It's also about people who benefit from this particular carnival, people who help make some of the clothes and the floats, etc. So Jay Dow is going to tell you more, the CEO of the Cape Town Carnival. Jay, good morning.
Morning, Kino.
So, every time we go, there's something different. I think people know what the Cape Town Carnival is about in essence, but what does it represent in 2019? What should we get really excited about?
Well, I'm going to repeat some of it because although it's going to be the kickoff of our 10th year, I think some people still see it just as an event.
Yeah.
So if I may, I'll talk a little bit about the event and the theme after this. But just to say that the Cape Town Carnival was established for purposes of social cohesion in a very divided country recovering from apartheid. And we still really need to do a lot of work to bring people together. So we have 55 communities who participate throughout the year in workshops. And that's where the social cohesion happens. That's where people meet each other from different places. And we've developed a carnival family. So we invite more and more people over the next year to get in touch with us if you want to become part of the carnival family. And that's on performance level and the creation of art and costumes. And then to this year, our theme is Vuka Ukhanye, Arise and Shine. So it's a closer for Wake Up and Shine. And so it gave us something really beautiful to work with throughout the year with all the participants. What is going on in our communities? What do we need to wake up to? How do we need to show up?
Yeah.
And become active citizens. I think it's really pertinent in terms of what's going on in our country. And it's just been incredible to see how it's been interpreted, both just in terms of people, what's reflected back to us all the time from the communities is that they want to be positive, shining lights in their communities. They want to show up. They're not interested in all the negativity. What can we do moving forward? So that's been an incredible process for us this year. And the floats and the costumes will reflect that. So we'll start waking up in the morning just with a sort of very literal waking up. Oh, the birds are tweeting and the sun is shining. But then it goes into what are we waking up to in terms of social issues? Yeah. There's going to be a monster. We have to defeat our monsters. An absolutely beautiful piece of art. The cell phone zombies will be out there. And what are the social issues? You'll see different people performing to work through that. And then we've got this year our biggest ever puppet. I'm going to lie about the height. I'm in trouble. I can't remember the height. But I think it's 7 meters, a marionette. It's a puppet that's very, very beautiful, and people can see that. A little bit of logistics. It actually does start in the afternoon. But the parade is at 7. The parade kicks off at 7. The firefighters and the Harleys are at 6. And some of the cast from Orange Flay and St. Ulster TV and Idols will be around on the fan walk in the afternoon. Oh, yes, and The Bachelor. And then the parade ends at 10:30, and then there's some music. We've got two villages where you can get food and drink and so on at Gallows Hill and at the closest to the circle. Well, so lots to do, free event.
And you never know. I mean, there are some of those hand-picked VIPs there that you might be rubbing shoulders with as well. So make your way through to the carnival. It is 8:30.